Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump announced today seniors on Medicare who rely on insulin will have the option of signing up for plans that limit their co-payments to $35 a month. As NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports, Trump has pledged to take action to lower prescription drug costs.
The new options are slated to be available at the start of next year. President Trump says the cap on insulin costs is a big win for older Americans.
We brought all the parties to the table, insurers, manufacturers, and other key players, and reached an agreement to deliver insulin at stable and drastically lower out-of-pocket costs for our seniors.
Trump administration officials have said they hope to be able to negotiate similar deals for other drugs in the future. The move to cap drug costs for seniors comes as some polls have shown Trump's support slipping with that age group. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
A black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis is seen on video. It was taken by a bystander pleading to law enforcement personnel that he could not breathe. The video shows a white police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck for several minutes until the man stopped moving. Police spokesman says the officer was not using an authorized technique for restraint. The death is under investigation by the FBI and state law enforcement officials. Late today, the mayor of Minneapolis announced the four police officers involved have been fired, saying in a message on Twitter that, quote, this is the right call. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it is time to supercharge the economy as his state starts to emerge from the pandemic. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the number of COVID-19-related hospitalizations and deaths continues to decline overall, but parts of New York City are still seeing high infection rates.
Several regions in New York have been given the green light to start the process of reopening, but the five boroughs that make up New York City remain under restrictions. Hours after ringing the opening bell on Wall Street, Cuomo said restarting the state's economy will continue to be closely monitored.
Watch the numbers. When you see a cluster of cases, jump on it. Jump on it. Study the numbers. The numbers inform you. The numbers tell you what's happening. That dashboard tells you what's happening.
The governor is scheduled to travel to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to meet with President Trump about infrastructure projects and other ways to jumpstart New York's economy. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
In a sign, many Americans believe the worst of the economic fallout from the global coronavirus pandemic has already passed. Consumer confidence took a bump up this month. Though the still relatively weak showing also indicates people realize it will take some time to dig out from the record jobless numbers. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index was up about a point this month. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 529 points. The Nasdaq gained 15 points. You're listening to NPR. Amid reports, automaker Renault is planning big job cuts and potential plant closings. French President Emmanuel Macron today is announcing a major plan to save the country's automakers. Proposed roughly $8.8 billion plan would reportedly include government subsidies for car buyers and longer-term investment in new technology, especially technology for electric vehicles. Macron said the country would not be the same without automakers, including Renault, Peugeot, and Citroën. The package does not include a government loan guarantee that's being discussed for Renault. Litigants in a climate change lawsuit against major fossil fuel companies received a victory today when a federal appeals court moved a pair of cases back to the state level. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the ruling may open the door for more climate-related litigation.
The lawsuits filed by a handful of California counties and cities allege that big oil companies like Chevron, BP, and Exxon knew that fossil fuel consumption would cause damaging climate change, but they promoted its use anyway. The lawsuit seeks billions of dollars to help address and mitigate some of those damages, like money for relocations or seawalls. Oil companies have argued that the lawsuits belong in federal court, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals found that the litigants could pursue damages under state laws as well. Any final decision in these cases is still a very long ways off, though. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The oil market continued to show glimmers of recovery, following stocks higher today amid signs of economic reopening. In anticipation of increased demand, oil ending the session up $1.10 a barrel to close at $34.35 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.